Where would this world be without you? You are significant, vital, and necessary, and you're probably so busy taking care of everyone and everything that you're starting to feel a little invisible or unheard. But your voice matters. It's time to unlock doors and shine light on the chaos so you can be all you were meant for. Here's the host of Your Voice Matters, Rebecca Dollinger.
Hi, I am so privileged to have with us today Elizabeth Corley. She is one of the directors at the Genesis Shelter here in Dallas, Texas. Welcome.
Thank you, Rebecca. I'm so thrilled to talk to you today.
Thanks. You know, I have heard so much about y'all since, for years. Could you actually tell us a little about how you got started?
Absolutely. We have been in Dallas for 35 years and started as a 7-bedroom emergency shelter for women and children impacted by domestic violence, and have since grown over that time to really provide a continuum of care to women and kids in Dallas. We have got transitional housing, emergency shelter, we have an outreach office, which I'll talk more about in a bit about our new exciting development. We've got an outreach office with 20 counselors on site, a team of advocates that meet basic needs such as food and clothes and housing and jobs. And as of the last few years, we were thrilled to be able to add a legal department. So we've actually got a team of 3 on-site attorneys and a bilingual paralegal that can do family law and process divorces and child custody cases for our women and kiddos, and a 24-hour hotline so women and kids can get help at all hours of the day.
Wow. I mean, a legal system is something that's the last thing you think about when you're running or away from domestic violence and everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, one of our goals is to remove every roadblock that a woman might face on her journey. And over the years, we've been able to add things like a school on site at our residential campus. So we're able to have kiddos there. And we realized that civil legal representation is one of the hardest things for a woman on her journey. So we were able to add a legal clinic and have been thrilled about that expansion.
Well, too, women running like that and have been in that situation for a long time, they have no confidence left. They've taken everything. Their self-esteem is gone. Do they get counseling for that, or how do you address that?
They do. And that's, I'm so glad you brought that up. That's one of the biggest hurdles, is that their abuser has shattered their self-worth and self-confidence and told them that they're not worth anything and not worthy of love. So our counselors are fantastic. We've got over 20 counselors on staff that are master's level therapists that use a few different forms of treatment to meet the clients where they are. And they're going to, you know, set up an individual treatment plan for each client based on what she needs, and really help them rebuild their self-worth and self-confidence. And then a lot of times, help them restore their relationship with their kiddos. If the kiddo is still seeing their abusive father, they might pit the child against the mother. And we've seen, you know, damaged relationships as a result of that. So our counselors work with the women directly, with the children directly, and then they also will do, you know, mother-child sessions to help restore that trust in that relationship.
Well, I'm kind of curious, when you have these women incoming, they're coming with their children a lot of times. How's the intake going for children as far as that? Because you're dealing with that, you know, you're dealing from all ages.
Yeah, we do see all ages. And in the shelter, we've got everything from newborn babies. We've had, you know, moms move in and deliver a baby a few months later, all the way up to teenagers that are 18 years old. And so we start doing therapy with children as young as 3 and 4 years old. And we do a lot of play therapy because, you know, children at that age might not be able to verbalize their feelings just yet. So we have a few different forms of therapy that we're able to do with those little ones. Art therapy, music therapy, play therapy, so they can really express what they're witnessing at home and what they're seeing and need to process.
Well, see, if I had worked there, I'd probably need to go to a counselor myself. You know, because you have all of this, all these women coming in, and all of them have different stories. And does it give you a heavy heart, or does it give you a you feel like, yes, I'm doing some good. So it's, you look more like at the positive side.
Sure. Our counselors and our clinical services team is incredibly resilient and wonderful. And I know it is very hard for them. You know, I'm on the fundraising team, so I'm not sitting with the clients all day long listening to those stories. But they are incredibly talented and resilient at hearing those stories and being able to process all of that themselves. But we at Genesis see a lot of hope. And I get asked that so often, is that must be such a depressing place to work. How have you been there for 5 years? Our CEO has been there for 30 years. And we call Genesis the light at the end of the tunnel, because we know when a woman walks through our doors that she is on a path to safety and to hope. And that's going to look different for everyone. But we know that as soon as we've got her within our doors, that she's going to start to be able to make change and see that light at the end of the tunnel. And we see incredible stories of success, and women will come back, you know, 5, 10, 15 years later and say, I wouldn't be alive today if I hadn't come to Genesis. And we actually hosted our 27th annual luncheon last week with Nicole Kidman as the keynote speaker, which was so fabulous. But we give an award every year to a man in the community. We've got an awesome men's auxiliary called the Heroes, which stands for He Respects Others. And every year the Heroes present an award to a man in the community that has spoken up against domestic violence. And this year we gave the award to a man named Arturo Torres, who is a New York Times best-selling illustrator. He's known for illustrating athletes and rap artists and has done a few different books. But he's based here in Dallas, and we caught wind of him in the last couple of years because we learned that when he was a little boy at 8 years old, he lived at Genesis at our shelter with his mother and received an art kit one day. And that is where he started to draw. And now he's a New York Times bestselling artist. So over the last, you know, several months, we've been able to meet Arturo and hear his story. But if he hadn't gotten that art kit at Genesis as a little boy and started drawing, he might not have ended up in that career. So it was very, very cool to hear about how we impacted him in a way that, you know, we never expected by giving him the toy of the day that led him to the life that he has now and able to get his mom to a safe place.
Oh, that is so neat.
At WorkSuites, you get back to work your way. Business addresses, co-working, executive office suites, we really thrive on helping small businesses expand their horizons from simply working out of the home. What's really nice is we're flexible with our terms. We don't require you to sign a lease with us, go month to month, or stay a couple years. You may only need part-time space, you'll have a full kitchen, covered garage access. This is the ideal way to work through transitions in your business and get up to speed quickly. Private offices have dedicated Wi-Fi, furniture, 24/7 access. Call 888-445-9675 and check us out at worksuites.com. Members access all our locations throughout DFW and Houston. A significant advantage for meeting clients on their terms. We won't nickel and dime you. Go to worksuites.com or call 888-445-9675 to schedule your tour. You're going to love it here. 888-445-9675.
I know I was at a women's business meeting, and the lady that got up to speak, she was a CEO. Very, very, she had credentials out, you know, she just had so many, and she had done so much for everybody. But then she began to tell a story of how she came from an abusive situation. You know, and I often never ask her whether she came through your facility or not. But it was inspiring because it gave you so much hope, you know, for other people. And also the work, it just, like she said, she was just kind of like a shell of a person when she came in. So it just kind of like, and look at her now.
Right.
Yes, it might have took a few years, to, you know, but she is able, she got better, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and you know, I love that you tell that because you've got a high powered CEO there, right? That was in an abusive relationship. And that's something that we see every day. I think it's easy for us to think that that's not going to happen in our neighborhood or to anyone that we know. And, but we really have got to shift away from that thinking because we serve clients in every zip code and neighborhood and socioeconomic level. And the numbers in Texas are staggering. In the U.S., it's 1 in 4 women that will experience domestic violence. And in Texas, it's 1 in 3. So our client list is growing. We had a wait list for the longest time for women that wanted to come in for counseling. And we're able to reduce that wait list by offering more group counseling sessions just to get women in the door right away. But we continue to see that number grow every year.
Well, what do you think is so, Texas is so high? Is it cultural?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know that we could pinpoint one factor. It might be, you know, the size of our population. I don't have a straight answer for that. We've wondered ourselves.
Well, I know that with this COVID, you know, situation, my local newspaper was saying, you know, they had a rise just in our local neighborhoods and communities of domestic violence, you know, police answering calls and stuff like that. So have you noticed an uptick at the center?
We have. And, you know, COVID has impacted everybody in some way or another, but it's been especially terrible for victims of domestic violence because they've been stuck at home with their abusers. And that's something that we, you know, were so concerned about back in March, as soon as the lockdown happened, was this is a nightmare for our clients who are still living at home with an abusive partner because they cannot escape. They can't run to a friend's house or take the kids to school like they used to and have some time away. So we had some clients at the very beginning of all of this that were not able to make their appointments for counseling because he was sitting in the other room. As you know, restrictions started to lift back in May with things opening back up again, we started to see an uptick in the number of calls, not as high as we expected. So we're thinking once we get the all clear for COVID and we're out of the woods with that we're really going to see a huge demand in services. And it's been interesting to see how our clients have specifically been affected during the pandemic, because the abusers have often used COVID as their form of weapon. You know, not letting her wear a mask out in public or making her wash her hands until they bleed. It's been heartbreaking to hear that from our clients, that suddenly, you know, an already awful situation in a pandemic is being used against them every day.
I never thought of that. It, you know, I guess if you don't work with it, you know, you don't, or you don't see it, you know, firsthand.
Right. Absolutely.
I know you offer some other services besides the legal and the intake. Could you express about those?
Sure. So we've got two different campuses. Our safe campus, our residential campus, has got our emergency shelter and transitional housing. So the emergency shelter is an 8-week stay. You can come stay for 1 or 2 nights if you need to, or the full 8 weeks. And we've got 14 bedrooms on site there. Serve 3 meals a day, and it's a wonderful program. And then transitional housing is located on that same campus where we've got 18 full-sized apartments. So if you've lived in our shelter and you still need somewhere to stay after that 8-week period, you can go live at Annie's house, which is our safe housing, for up to 1 year. And that's really where you start to reestablish your independence. So many of our clients have not had access to their finances. And that's really where they start to establish their own independence and find jobs and start to manage their bank account again and that kind of stuff, and exit to safe housing at the end of the year. Every single one of our clients that comes to our residential campus is paired with a counselor and an advocate. The counselor obviously is going to do therapy with them that whole time. The advocate is there to help with basic needs. Does she need a job? What is she going to do at the end of her stay with us? Can we help her find housing? And does she need help with groceries? That kind of thing. So our advocates are wonderful in helping with those basic needs. And then separate from our residential campus is our outreach office on Lemon Avenue, where we've been for a number of years. And we've got counselors and advocates and legal department folks on staff there as well. And I'd love to tell you more about our big announcement that we made last week. And we are actually in the middle of a $15 million capital campaign to build a new building. We have been landlocked on Lemon Avenue for 20 years in a space that we lease.
Elizabeth, can we take a quick break? And I want to catch all of that. And we just need to take a little break and give some love to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Local DFW businesses, advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves and trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. And go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide. That's 214-714-0495, offbeatbusiness.com.
Well, we're back with Elizabeth from the Genesis House, and she's talking about their new facility.
Yes. So last week we made a big announcement. We're in the middle of a $15 million capital campaign for a new building in the Medical District of Dallas. And so we have purchased a plot of land there, and it will be breaking ground in spring of 2021 for a $15 million facility. And that's going to house all of our counselors, advocates, attorneys, and our administrative and development team, and enable us to double the number of women and kiddos that we serve every year. So right now we serve 3,700 women and kids. And once we open this new building, we can serve 7,500. So we know that's coming at a critical time, and we're thrilled about it.
Oh, so the safe houses are still available too?
Yes, yes. This will be separate from our shelter, and this will just take the place of our outreach office that we currently have on Lemon Avenue.
Well, that is so exciting, because that's something that's much needed, you know, since we have such a high demand for it. And some people don't really realize that, yes, maybe the outside of your bruises go away, but the mental doesn't. And it's scarred. You're scarred, and you just have to heal. So it does take time.
Absolutely.
And I'm kind of curious. These safe houses are just put in different areas of the. They're not. Nobody knows where they're located. Correct.
Correct. It's all one campus, but it's in a confidential location. We've been operating there for 35 years.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I belonged to an organization a long time ago. And I was asked to go to the safe house with other ladies. And I says, well, I've never experienced domestic violence. And she says, well, just come go anyway. So I did what I was told, you know, and I went, I was sitting in there. This lady had come, and she sat right down beside me. Her face was so bruised, I couldn't even recognize her. So, I mean, first of all, I told her, you know, I had no experience or dealing with that. She goes, I just want somebody to listen. I said, well, I can do that. I can listen. But the beautiful thing was, she must have went to y'all, because about a month later, I heard somebody calling my name. And I turned around, and here was this lady. And I didn't recognize her, because all her bruises had gone away. Mm. And she was happy. She had her three kids that she'd run with that night. So I was just... It just made my heart feel good, because I know she had gotten the right help she needed, and she was on her way. So it always stayed with me, you know, because I could have said, no, I don't want to go, you know, but I went ahead and did it anyway.
Right, absolutely. Well, and we love having volunteers at our locations. We're kind of on hold right now due to COVID and can't have volunteers in person, but we have wonderful volunteer opportunities for people to come down and serve a meal. And our men's auxiliary even, that has been such a game changer. For men to go down to our shelter and every Wednesday night grill and serve dinner to our women and kiddos. And they mentor our boys because these women haven't been around, you know, a nice man that cares about them. And our kiddos especially need a good male role model. So we love having volunteers, and our clients often, you know, are encouraged to see so many people from the community that care and want to know how they're doing.
So is there a way that you can tell people to sign up? They call the office, or how does that work if somebody wanted to volunteer?
The easiest way to do it is go to our website, which is www.genesisshelter.org/volunteer. And you can fill out a brief application there. And I'm thinking we'll get kicked off again in 2021 early in the year, but we have monthly volunteer orientations where people can come meet our staff and learn more about all the different opportunities available through the year. And you can participate in as much or as little as you'd like. We know people are busy and we aren't going to require them to be at everything. So you can go volunteer at our office and do childcare. You can come serve a meal. You can go sit in court and support women who are seeking protective orders in court and be there for her when she doesn't have anyone. So there are plenty of opportunities to make an impact.
Oh, great. I'm so glad. We'll put your information on the website, and that way everybody can call. And
wonderful.
That's wonderful. You know, I did have a question. What if you have a friend that you think that might be in a serious situation? What are the warning signs, and how do you actually approach that person and get her help?
Sure. I'm so glad you asked that, because so much of what we do is education. And whenever you face this situation, how are you going to respond to your friend? And you need to look for signs of uneasiness and fear in her. You know, so many abusers have conditioned their partner to believe that no one's ever going to believe them. They should never speak up about what's going on. And so the first person they tell, they are placing a huge amount of trust in you. And the most important thing that you can do is believe her, because she's been told time and time again that no one's ever going to believe you. Believe her. Support her every step of the way. Refer her to Genesis so we can get her help. She can call our office and talk to a counselor that day and see if she wants to sign up for services. But I think the most important thing that we can do for a friend is be there for her every step of the way, because we know that leaving an abusive relationship is very, very complicated. And especially when there are factors involved, like you live together, you may have kids together, your finances might be tied up together. We know that the most dangerous time for a woman is when she leaves the relationship. So it may not be right away. It doesn't happen overnight. It might take a very long time. She might come to counseling and decide to stay in the relationship for a little bit before she leaves. And the most important thing you can do as her friend is just be there for every piece of that and let her know that you're there.
I'm Suzanne Johns. And, you know, I am turning 65 this summer, and I decided that I'm not going to go out looking old and wrinkly anymore. So I found something that would help me be able to not do that, and that is Niora Age-Defying Anti-Age Skincare. It's 100% natural, pH level that is in harmony with your skin, and it acts as an antioxidant and a skin protectant. The best part, it's made in the USA, and it's manufactured in Fort Worth, so we're local. So I tell you what, if you'd like to feel good about yourself, you could talk to me today, or you could see your plastic surgeon tomorrow. I'm Suzanne Johns with Niora Age Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and if you would like to have the results that I've seen, my number is 972-639-6396. And that's Niora Age Defying Anti-Age Skincare, and the number is 972-639-6396.
Well, that's really kind of I didn't know that. The worst part is when they leave the abuser, and that's because they come after them.
It's because there's so much power and control involved in those relationships. And as soon as she leaves an abusive relationship, that's when the abuser has lost control and that power that he's had for so long. So we often see abusers that will try to find the woman, you know, and that's why so many will want to come to our shelter so they have somewhere safe to stay. We do a ton of safety planning. And that's something as a friend that you can help someone think about is, does he read your text messages? Maybe we shouldn't talk about this over text. How about you call me when he's out of the house, or you can, you know, run to the grocery store or something. But we do a ton of safety planning with our clients on that level, just to make sure that she's not in harm's way when she decides to leave.
Oh my goodness. Okay. That's really good, because I was thinking about people I know or people I've run into. And if you're not like a really like close friend, you know, what do you do then? I mean, say it was one of your neighbors or something.
Sure. And that's hard. Yeah. They need to go somewhere safe. And I keep my business cards on me all the time. And, you know, we tell so often stories among staff about witnessing things out in public. And you never want to approach her when he's there, because he might, you know, understand what's going on and lash out at her. But we've, you know, found instances where we've seen someone in public go to the bathroom, and we're able to follow her in there and give her a business card or give her the name of Genesis and the phone number so she can call for help. But you never want to do anything that's going to put her in greater danger by approaching her when he's around or can read text messages or something like that.
Okay, thank you. I was just kind of like wondering what to do sometimes, you know, and I think that's the problem with the public. We're not educated enough to know what we need to do next for someone, or even
sure,
for ourselves, you know, because I've known a lot of people that they're in kind of a really, not like an abusive, like a physical, but a verbal abusive. Now those people can come to y'all and get counseling for that.
Absolutely, yes. And we know that there are multiple forms of abuse. And we'll have women call our hotline and say, I don't think I'm a victim because he's never hit me. And we, you know, do an intake appointment and find out what's going on and realize that there's emotional and verbal abuse going on. And we know that it can take many shapes. So it does not have to be physical abuse for her to come seek services with us.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. It's been so nice talking to you and getting all this information. And I will put your contact information on our website. And is there a number can you repeat the number again in case our listeners are listening?
Absolutely. I'll give you two different phone numbers. So if you want to call our 24-hour hotline, if you're seeking help, that is 214-946-HELP. And if you want to call our office just to find out more about how you can get involved as a volunteer or a donor, you can call 214-389-7700.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for being here with us. And I know it took some of your time, but we are so grateful you came.
Oh, it was great to talk with you, Rebecca. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Your Voice Matters with host Rebecca Dollinger. Download the Offbeat Business app to get all the OBBM Network podcasts in the palm of your hand. Find Your Voice Matters on the OBBM Network podcasts in directories everywhere. For guest and sponsor information, call 214-729-6307. That's 214-729-6307.